Zakt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesech des Nazir, Perik Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Hagoyim Ein Lehem, they don't have the din of Nazirus, and therefore, even if he would say, I'm a Nazir, he can still drink wine. He can still shave his hair, he can still be Matam himself, Lemesim. Now really, you don't have to be a Yid to be able to bring Karbonis. In the Beis HaMikdash, they were Mekabel, everyone's Karbonis. That's learned from the Pasuk. So by saying, I'm a Nazir, you're also promising to bring karbonos. So our Mishnah is telling us that if they separated karbonos, l'shem naziris, there's no kedusha there, because there's no din naziris. Vayter zok the Mishnah, chumer, banoshim may be avodim. There is a chumra by the din naziris of women that you don't have by avodim kenanim. What is that chumra? And the answer is shahu, meaning the odoin, the master koifes avdai, can force his eved to drink wine, to be metam himself lemesim, even if he doesn't want to. Even though the eved was mekabel nazirus, but ve'ina koifes ishtai, her husband can force his wife to be over on the nazirus that she was mekabel upon herself. Now, of course, as we're soon going to see, vayter in the Mishnah, we're talking about where the husband was not made for the neder. He had that chance, but he didn't. If he was not made for the neder on the day that he heard it, so the nazirus goes into effect. Now he can't force her to drink wine or to be metam herself lemesim. On the other hand, an Eved Kenani, who has mekabel nazirus upon himself, even though the nazirus clicks into place, but our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that his master can force him to be over his nazirus, to drink wine and to be metam himself lemesim. And that's learned from a pasuk. Ish ki yider neder l'Hashem, lesser iser al nafshoi l'yachal devar. Chazal darshan from the words lesser iser al nafshoi, that this parsha is talking about someone whose nafshoi is knuyaloi, that he has control, he has rights over his nefesh. He's in his own reshus. Masha'enka in the eved, she'en nafshoi knuyaloi. He's in the reshus of his master. Therefore, if the eved was mekabel nazirus upon himself, the master can force him to be over that nazirus. So there's an interesting catch-22 over here. Lamaisa, his nazirus is a nazirus. There are certain things if an Eved does, certain nidarim that he would accept upon himself. A neder that causes him personal pain. It's going to affect his ability to be able to work or not let him do malacha. So automatically the neder is not chal. But that's not what we're saying by naziris. By naziris we're saying, and you can learn through the Batanura here, clearly, by naziris we're saying that the Eved Kenani that's mekabel naziris upon himself does become a nazir. But there's a gzeiras akasav that the Adon, the master, can decide. Either he leaves the Naziris in place, or he says, no, I want you to drink wine. Now, there's an interesting chilek over here between the Darim and Shvuos. When it comes to an Eved making a Neder or a Shvua. First of all, you remember the difference between a Neder and a Shvua Bechlal for anybody? A Neder is when you assert something on yourself. For example, this plate of Rice Krispies is assert to me. That's a Neder. I will not eat the Rice Krispies. That could be a shvur, if I say shvur. So the Batanura tells us, when it comes to nidarim, an Eved could make nidarim. He could ask for things on himself, as long as it doesn't weaken himself, it doesn't affect his malacha to the balabais. When it comes to shvur, the Eved cannot make any shvur. Whether or not, it's inui nefesh, it causes tzar to himself. And that's learned from Sukkah. Okay, weiter zok the Mishnah. Although we just learned a chumra by noshim, more so than avadim, now we're going to learn chumra by avadim, maybe noshim. In what way there is a chumra in the din of naziris by avadim that you don't have by the naziris of noshim? And that is shahu, he, the husband, mefer nidrei ishtai. He can undo the neder to start with. The Baal says, no, I don't want this. He says, mufralach. And even if he changes his mind afterwards, he says, you know what, you could be a nazir. She doesn't have to. If the husband was made for the neder, he undid the naziris. But ve'enu mefer es nidrei avdai, the adon, the master, cannot be mefer the nidarim of his eved, the naziris of his eved. So again, it's an interesting lumdis, how it works. When the Eved Kenani says, I am a nazir, he's a nazir. And if the adon doesn't stop him, then the Eved Kenani has to fulfill the halachis of naziris. It's just that if the adon wants to, he could force him to drink wine. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Vayta, Hefer li ishtoi. When a husband says, no, I'm made for the neder, that my wife accepted upon herself to become a nazir, Hefer lamas. That's it, it's over. it's mutter for her to drink wine, even if there's no longer a marriage, even if she became an almana or she was divorced. But, hey, for liavdoi, if the Odin said, no, you have to drink wine, and then yotza lecheiris, the eved goes out to be free, mashlin, he has to finish off nazirasi, his naziris. His naziris never becomes batel. Viter zok the Mishnah. We have an eved that was mekabel naziris upon himself, and then he ran away. After the eved was mekabel naziris, ovar mikeneged panav, he ran away from his master. Reb Meir says, lo yishta, we don't want him to drink. You want to give him an incentive to return. He may just want to go back because he knows his master can order him to drink wine. Sometimes when he made the naziris, he says, no, I'm not going to drink wine. Afterwards, we change our mind, but we're stuck. But he has a way out. Rabbi Yossi Emer Yishter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he could drink wine. Because if he needs the wine, he doesn't get it, he could be in danger. And eventually his master is going to find him and bring him back, so we consider him Bershus Rabbi. So the Mefarshim over here have different ways of explaining. It seems that Rabbi Yossi is saying he can drink wine without the master officially saying you can drink wine. That we're assuming, had he been home, his master would have allowed him to do it. Some say pshat is even according to Rabbi Meir. The eved is permitted to drink wine me'ikar adin, but the Chacham made a gzeira that he shouldn't drink under such circumstances. Some say that the machlaikis here is we're trying to assess what does a master think when his eved was mekabel naziris and he ran away. According to Rabbi Meir, the master is thinking, I don't want him to drink wine. Let him come back here so I can give him the green light to drink wine. That's going to force him to come back. Rabbi Yossi holds that the master is thinking, look, Safka Safi's going to come back. I'm going to find him. If he doesn't drink wine, he's going to get very weak. Better that he drinks wine. We're just assessing what do we think the master is going to say. That's the machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah here, Perik Tes Mishnah Aleph, someone is not a Yid, he does not have Naziris. Even if he would be Makabal Naziris, he doesn't have to keep the halachis of Naziris. Women and Avadim Kenanim have Naziris, they can become Naziris. A chumrah that Noshim have over Avadim is that the Adai can force his Eved Nazir to drink wine or become Tami Lemesim, but he can't force his wife to be over the halachis of Naziris. A chumrah that Avadim have is that a husband could be Mefer, the Naziris of his wife to start with, that it's never Chal. On the other hand, the Adai, he can't undo the Naziris, just there's a Gzeris Akasif, he can tell him to drink. For this reason, when the husband is mefer, the neder of his wife, it's gone. And even if there's no marriage afterwards, even if she becomes an almana or divorced, it doesn't make a difference. There's no naziris. On the other hand, if the eved goes out lecheiris, no, the naziris clicks back into place. Then we had a halacha, if the eved runs away. First he's mekabel naziris, then he runs away. Reb Meir says, no, he can't drink. This way he'll need to drink, he'll want to go back, so his boss can tell him to drink. Reb Yossi says, no, he can drink. Because eventually the Adon is going to find him and bring him back. And we're assuming that he wants him to drink, to be able to have kaiches.